and then to Uddhav. And Uddhav is glorifying gopis. And then one packet of became of that, Krishna became faint. So in brief he will tell everything. And then I'll give the purport of that. This is very deep things. Especially in Western countries, they think the relations of Brajavasi and Krishna, especially is keeping gopis with Krishna in very bad mood. They think that as they are so wretched and nonsense, doing so many things, and always they are involved in all these silly things. So Krishna was like that. But they don't know that in the age of only 4 or 5 days, he killed a very big demon like Putana. His body was as long as more than six miles here and there. And she has a very big power, more than 10,000 of elephants. She took poison at that time. But he was not dead. He took poison in Kali Harada in Vrindavan. At that time whole water was doing like this. But khol raha tha. Was like boiling. And Krishna jumped in this and he defeated that demon. Krishna took big fires in his mouth. He took easily for 7 days a hill like Govardhan on this finger for 7 days, not resting and anything. He sowed in his mouth whole universe. He killed Jarasandha, Ravana, Jarasandha, Kansa, Kaliyaman, and so many demons with lakhs and lakhs soldiers and generals. He was only in Vrindavan for 8 of about 10. After that he came to Mathura. He met gopis in the age of 7, 6, 5. Like friends. At that time anyone can meet with any lady. So in the age of 5 and 7, in India, even in the age of 10, I also did, was naked up to 7 years, moving here and there, with girls, little, playing toys and all these things. So they are, up till that age, very pure. In the age of 7, he was dancing and singing with gopis, lakhs and lakhs, so beautiful. But he told them to return to your homes. And he left them in a moment, all, and disappeared. Any lusty person cannot do. He will be like a donkey even bitten by the donkeys, lady donkeys, and they will try to follow, shameless. But Krishna and gopis were not like this. They were transcendental. Any man cannot do all these activities, what I told. Krishna fought with Kansa, and in a minute he has 16,000 elephants' power. And quickly, in a moment, he dragged Kansa without any weapon, nothing, and jumped over him, and he was killed. And he began to drag Kansa. No use of weapon, nothing, no bum or no sword, not have anything, club or anything. He defeated Kaljaman with lakhs and lakhs soldiers. In a moment, he was in the battle of Mahabharata. Bhisham Pitamah, Karna, Dronacharya, all attacking together to Krishna and Arjuna. Krishna, no weapon, nothing. All the arrows used to come in his body. But no, nothing. They should know that even Brahmachari like Sanak, Sanandan, Sanatan and Narad, all life Brahmachari Naishthik. And Naishthik Brahmachari like Uddhav, even Shankar, being a Vishnu, they are praying to have a dust of gopis. Why? If they were lusty and Krishna was lusty, why they want? Ishvara Paramah Krishna in Ved, it has been written. So we see Krishna also in our mirror. It is okay? In our mirror means? Like we think that Krishna and gopis are like that. If the devotees of Krishna, like Narad, Sanak Sanandan Sanatan, Rupa Goswami, Sanatan Goswami, Raghunath Das Goswami, who left everything, they have not a little smell of lust or anything. And their worshipable deity like gopis and Krishna, how they can have a smell of this lust? In Gita, Krishna has told that mattah parataram nanyat kinchi dasti dhananjaya. There is none equal to me. All are my, some are many, my bodily expansion, my manifestation, Brahma, Shankar, all are my servants. Yogi cannot take the Krishna feet in their heart, but the worldly, lusty persons, wicked persons, knowing nothing, have not done any austerities or chanting and remembering, they want to know Krishna and gopis. So, they should know all these things. The reporter wanted to know about all these things. So I was not coming in class. I was in a mood to satisfy him so much. But anyhow, they want to come to India, and there I can satisfy. Perhaps the owner of that may be any monism, personalist, impersonalist of Arya Samaj. You know Arya Samaj?
Oh, yes.
I have met with so many Arya Samaj and defeated lakhs times them. so big, big Panditwala with very turbans. Don't know that Krishna was a man. They don't believe in Bhagavat. They believe in only some portion of Gita, not whole. They told that only 18 slokas are true and all others are. They have been mixed. They can worship blade. No? They can worship shoes, you know? But they cannot worship Krishna and God. Never they can do, because they are so unlucky, unfortunate. Once there was a big council, and Vaishnava in one party and Arya Samaji were another party, against party. There were so many with turbans, very Shastri, Chaturvedi, Dvivedi and all others. And Vaishnava was very simple, more simple than me. And he was not looking like a learned person. They came to argue something that Krishna was not God and he was characterless person and all other things. And they don't believe in Vigraha, Srimurti. Deity worship. Then he told that you don't agree that Krishna or God has no shape. You want to establish it. The yes, Krishna has shape. That is why he is not God. Ram has shape. He is not God. But real God, wholesale God, is shapeless, colorless, tasteless, and without any quality. Oh, there was a gathering of 2 lakh persons to hear their arguments. The Vaishnav simply told, you don't believe in body of God? No, we don't. He told that I have a picture of Dayananda Saraswati here in my hand. No? Understand? Can you give shoe to this photo? Understand? Can you give some shoes on this photo? Yes, we can do. Because he is not there.
Dayananda is there, Acharya.
Dayananda photo was there. He has kept the Vaishnava and took off from pocket. You know what is this? This is picture of Dayananda. Can you give shoe on this picture? Yes, why not? We can do. And he kept the photo and showed to all. Oh, see, we honor this photo, we cannot give shoe like this on this. If they don't agree that and they don't worship figure, then they should bite with shoes beating. And he kept. If you are not honoring this photo, then you can do like this. Then he took his shoes and gave 5 chappals on that. And at once whole assembly took their swords and began to bite that person. And he became senseless. He is our guru and you are doing nonsense. And then he began to weep and he became fainted and injured so much. And he took his yes, that I will never do like this. And he went from there defeated like this. Without shape there is world, nothing. Only zero. Zero is also shape. If Atma and Krishna has no shape, then why he is in here? How he is here? But that's appear transcendental. By these earthly eyes we cannot see him. In Veda there are so many pramana?
Evidence.
Proof for this. From Vedas we can prove that Krishna, Ram, Vishnu are himself God, Krishna, Supreme Personality of Godhead. Krishna was saying Brahma. It has written in Vedas. Shyamat sabalam prapadde. Shyam, who is Shyam? Vasudevo archayat. Who is Vasudev? Gokula, Bhuri, Vrindavan gao, where cows, the Shyam person grazing cows here and there. The cows have so big horns. In so many Upanishad, Krishna Vaisya Chidananda Ghana, in Veda it has been written. So there are lakhs and lakhs examples for this. So we should know all these truths. If we are not knowing, how we can preach? If anyone question anything, and then you will be defeated and coming back. There should be some strongness by Shravan Kirtan Smaran, by practice of Bhakti Yoga. Also knowing some Shastra Praman, Ved, Upanishads, that we can answer their all questions. And if we will question anything, they will do like that. They cannot answer. We should be preacher like this. Like Swamiji, how he was a good preacher. Anyone coming to him with any kinds of argument, he was so much strong for all these things. Then you can do preaching. You have no realization of chanting and remembering of bhakti yoga. No realization of bhakti, no knowing, not reading. How you can you preach? Shastri yukti sunipun, dridha saddhajar. No? Shastri yukti sunipun. And dridha saddhaja. He is quite Shastra Yukti Sunipun.
Very expert in the arguments of Shastra.
Shastra. And dridha saddhaman. Very strong faith. These kinds of person can jagat ka uddhar kar sakte hain.
Can deliver the world.
They can preach. Or whole acharyas were like this, very strong. So we should try to be. Otherwise, knowing nothing, only expert in making money, cheating others. From very beginning, we are being expert in making money and cheating others. Telling so much lie and taking some money. We will do this plan, that plan, that plan. And cheating others. This preaching will not be sthayi.
Steady. Steady.
Steady. It will not be. In a moment, it will, as coming, going also. So Ramanuj, Madhva, Vishnu Swami, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Rup Sanatan, and all our churches have preached like this. Permanent preaching. If world is going here and there, their preaching true will be forever. It can be covered for some days, but again it will come. So we should try to realize all these things. Preaching not so easy to take the all hearts is not so easy as we think that, oh, where you have gone? I have gone to preach. What preach? Oh, preach. Distribution, book distribution. What you did for collecting that money, half is in my pocket and half I have given. Half is record there, half has been record, half is not record. Like this. So this, all the preachers will go down. They will fall down. So we should try to know all these things. And then preaching. Janma sarthaka kari kara para upakar. Means?
Make your life successful and then do welfare for others.
Who has told?
Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has told. Now you should begin your class.
Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has said it for Bharata Bhumite. How could you understand that? He said Bharata Bhumite.
Janma haila jar. Janma sarthaka kari karapa. At first you should practice and then realize something and then be guru and then preach.
But why Bharata Bhumite?
Because Bharata Bhumi, there are so many facilities. So many facilities. You will see Vrindavan full of sense. Even now, Ayodhya, Jagannath Puri, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. From beginning, they are in Varnashram Dharma, not changing wives, not changing husbands, and bona fide, learning all Shastra, or like Akinchana, all. Even today, you can have like this. No shoes, no chappal, no umbrella, nothing. Only one. They were king at some time. They left everything. You can see hundreds and thousands of Indians like still today you can see. You cannot aap usse pahchan nahi sakte.
You cannot identify them or recognize them.
You cannot. So Bharat Bhumite. There is Ganga, Yamuna, so sacred. Even everywhere sent. In Himalayas, especially in Vrindavan. So,
perhaps I can explain.
All the things I will explain very well in Vrindavan. The pastimes of Vrindavan, I will explain it in Vrindavan. So you should glorify up to what you have read, you should. So, I want to tell you one thing that Gopi Prem is our goal. Anyone can have a greed for this, no harm. But the thing is that you should not think that we are Gopi. And you will have to practice from very beginning. Adau sabdha, tata sadhu sanga, atha bhajan kriya, tato anarthan vritti syat, tato nishtha ruchis tata, atha shakti, tata bhavo. And then, prema uddanchati, sadhakayanam ayam krama, pradurbhavit. So, we should begin from Shraddha. But from where Shraddha will come? Very rare in this world. Shraddha are of two kinds. Laukiki, worldly, and Paramarthiki. Paramarthiki means?
Spiritual.
Spiritual Shraddha will come from anything doing related to Krishna and his pure devotees. Any action related to bhakti are related to the associates of Krishna. Like you went to Ganges, you saw, you took bath in Jamuna, you drank water, you took water on his head. You went to Vrindavan only to see what is there, but dust came and touched you. Luckily, you met any pure Vaishnava, but you could not realize that he is a Vaishnava. But yet, as a beggar, you gave something to them. And he took it, or he gave to any devotees. Like, you gave milk to any devotee, and he offered it to Krishna, or he gave to any pure devotee. Then, you and the milk from which cow it was given, and who has nourished these cows, all will have some share of Shraddha there. Understand? The cows, the person who has maintaining the cow and who gave milk to that. Like there was a devotee, pure devotees, and he saw that there was a tree, mango tree, and some mangoes were very ripened and very sweet. He took some, one, two fruits, and he offered to deity, priest, and priest offered to deity. And after that, he was distributed to devotees or anyone. So those who have planted the tree, those who have given water in tree, those have served trees, the tree itself, and they who took the fruits to deity, and who offered to deity, and who took prasadam, all will have some Shraddha in this way. First comes Shraddha. And then he can have association of any Vaishnava. He will hear something and real Shraddha will come. This Shraddha is also of two kinds. Real Shraddha, that means
spiritual
Shraddha is of two kinds. One, it will take towards the greed to this object that I told. How can I serve this Supreme Personality of Godhead Krishna? Like my son, like my friend, like my husband, like Rukmini Satyabhama, and like gopis in Vrindavan, like Yashoda and Nanda Baba, like son. This greed may come. And one, not this, but only by fearing and by obeying the orders of the Shastra, that if you are human being, if you are doing all kinds of duties duly, but not chanting, remembering Krishna, hearing his pastime, and not doing bhakti to Krishna, then your life is zero-like. And you will have to go to hell, and you will have to bear the
reactions.
But you have disobeyed your main father. He has given everything to you. Very beautiful body, eyes, very beautiful appearance, intelligence, everything. and you are not doing any bhakti to him. So knowing all these things, this Shraddha will come. And by this, in Vaidhi Bhakti we will go. If this Shraddha is there, but not nourishing, not water is given, that is Shravan and Kirtan is not going, then this both kinds of Shraddha may dry. So we should always try to associate with very bona fide and superior Vaishnava than us. Always hearing, always chanting, always remembering, always doing all these things. After this, this Shraddha will be thick and matured. Then you'll want that where I should be initiated. Without initiation, you cannot have all these things. Then you will search here and there a bona fide guru. We cannot select. We should pray to Krishna. Then Krishna anyhow can help being a pure devotee, a bhakta, that, oh, this is bona fide guru. And then we'll go and hear and test him for 1 year or so many months. Look after his character, his behavior, he's fond of money, he's lusty. What he is telling, he is following himself or not, practicing or not. While he is cheating others, that you should chant, but he never chants. I know so many devotees, they preach like this, oh, you should chant, remember and hear Harikatha. But he never has taken his mala here. Never. He never hears Harikatha. He cannot tell Harikatha. He can tell only problems, this problem, that problems, and this and that. So then he will search and take initiation, giving of his heart, mind, soul, senses to his lotus feet. Then Guru will tell him, he will see that, oh, he's doing so much, he's honest and sincere. Then he will give him initiation, and then he will tell them him all the processes, bhajana anga, that you should this, bhajana anga. And then by doing so, following his Gurudev order and serving Gurudev, he will know all these things and try to chant, remember and doing all the bhakti anga. After some time he will see that he is going gradually, he is giving up all his bad things and anarths are going. Then nishtha will come. Where nishtha? Not on Krishna. Only to the process of bhakti, his nishtha will be there. Shraddha is also for guru words, shastra words. So he will have nishtha, nishtha to chanting, remembering, and all other things, hearing. Then nishtha, then ruchi will come. To whom ruchi will come? Not to Krishna. Ruchi will come in chanting, no sleep, no alasya, idleness. Very honorably and with very energy, he will hear all these things. That is called ruchi. After that will come asakti. He cannot be without chanting, remembering, hearing. He never can. And after that, that mood will come, rati will come. It will come from Golok Vrindavan, from anyone's heart, like Yashoda, Nanda Baba, Sridham Sudham or any gopi, like Rupa Goswami, Rupa Manjari or others. That is called Shuddha Sattva. Up to this, these are sadhan. After that, no sadhan. Prem has no sadhan. But with gopis or brijvasi, wheat will increase. Then prem will come to sneh, man, pranay, rag, anurag, bhav, mahabhav, and after that, so many things. So these are our objects. But we'll have to do something, practice, not something. Like Rupa Raghunath. Sankhya-purvaka-nāma-gānyati-vi kālāva-śāni-kṛtau nidrahār-vihār-kād-vichitau-chātanta-dīnau-chajau radhā-kṛṣṇa-guḍas-patai-madhuri-mandai-ni-sammohitau vande-rūpa-sanātana-urandhuva. If you want to be a pure devotee, you will have to follow Rūpa-sanātana-raghunātana, Jīva-gūsvāmi and all six Goswāmi, like Bhakti Vinod Thakur, Śrīla Prabhupāda and all. You will have to follow. If you are not following, you are telling that, oh, Prabhupada has ordered us only to do 16 rounds, not more than that. It will not do. He has called so beginners, those who are always attached in worldly things, for whom? Whom has? We'll have to chant 24 hours. We'll have to go give our energy for 24 hours. Then that kind of nishtha and ruchi will come. We were only giving some concession that, oh, you should chant only one time, even. No harm. For boys, little boys. For impressions. It is not given initiation. For sometimes, to increase their sraddha and nishtha and all other things. Sankhya purvaka nama gan nati bhi. At least 1 lakh Hari name, then Krishna will accept, and without giving mind here and there. Then Krishna will take. If you are Saranagat, then he will take. Saranga Saranagati hoi be jahar. If anyone accepting the Saranagati, then Krishna will hear anything of that person. Otherwise he will not hear. You should cry and weep and die. He will not hear. If there is Saranagati, then he will hear something. So he has sent Guru. That you should hear. I am not going to hear them. So if he is Saranagat to Guru there, then he will also hear. Otherwise he will hear, not hear. He will cheat us. As we are cheating him, he is more vigorous cheater. He will cheat us. So his cheating is also good for us. No? He will tell like that, oh, you see, I am loving you more than your wife, husband, children, father, mother. I can love you. And he will actually show like this, that I love best you. This kind of cheating. And anyhow, he will have any wig trap. You are not seeing the trap. And you will be in his trap and never come out. That is cheating. So his cheating is also very, what?
Helpful.
His cheating is also merciful. Vaishnava cheating is also merciful. Narada cheated so many, the sons of Prajapati. And he made all his sons very good devotees. So light. So we'll have to practice. And also we should be dependent on the mercy of Krishna. Both together will make us that thing. Then we can reach to our goal. So begin from Upadeshamritam. What is the first slok?
Vachovedam.
Try to follow. You should take that book and really know the meanings. And then try to practice in your life. So krodh means anger, lust, taste of 10, this tongue should not do anything wrong. Try to control. That is vachovega. This is the root of all kinds of unearths and all kinds of devils. So we should try to control it, especially to lady devotees. They should control their tongues. Anything they cannot keep secret, they will tell, you should not tell. And she will tell to others, should not tell to others. And she will tell them, you should not tell to others. And so whole world will. They cannot digest anything. Very big thing. So try to keep your tongue in your control. We should not criticize anyone. Those who are doing wrong, even if you are powerful to change his mood, then you can criticize, otherwise not. For their good, you can criticize. And if you are powerful to do like that. Krishna knows all these things, but why he does not control directly? He tells, you do not do. He cannot tell what I am telling. He will look after and see. So Vaishnavas are more merciful. So we should try to follow all these things. Atyahara, prayasasya, prajalpa, nimagraha, also. And then, utsahat, nishyat, dharyat, tatat karma pravartanat, then dadati, pratigrahnati, guhyam makhyati. This is slow. Krishneti jasya giring tang manasadriyeta, dikshasti cheta. You should try to honor all by mind. If he is taken initiation, then with body and everything. And if he is truly Vaishnava, not criticizing anyone, not doing ninda to anyone, always 24 hours absorbed in Krishna, chanting, remembering, and especially 24 hours in Sarvdin. His Ashtakaliya Leela. Then give up yourself in that person's lotus feet and serve him by mind, heart, and everyone. And try to become that person's servant. If you have no taste in chanting, remembering, but you'll have to do by practice. Daily I will have to do this. Do or die. I will have to chant 64 rounds, not that we should make less, 48 rounds, not at least 32 rounds, but daily I will do. I must hear. If sleepiness is coming, no harm. We should take some powder of chili and give here. No harm. We will supply from India a plant which you take here and like this, all whole body will. And no sleep at all. And I am giving a very simple and without spice a very good thing. In your chhat means roof, or any fair, make a hole and give a anything there, and have a rope binding your this thing on that, and in the night you can sit like this, Hare Krishna, very tightly, and if you will do like this, then no sleep will come. These are practiced. I have seen doing. Also, I have used chili powder in beginning. Yes. So you can use and be controlling all these things. If you have desire to serve Krishna, you'll have to do like this, all these things. Then If you have no taste, taste will come. Always doing, 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 doing. And tannama rupa charitadi sukritanam krameena rasana manasi niyojya tisthan vraje tadanuragi jananugami kalam nayed akhilami ityupadesha sarva. Always try to be in Vrindavan. In the guidance of very rasik tattvajna Vaishnava. No? And chant the name of Krishna like Radha Ramana, Radha Govinda. No? Like Madan Mohan, Shyam Sundar. Shyam Sundar, what kirtan? Shyam Sundar? Mohan Mohan, Vrindavana Chandra, like this. And we observed in this, remembering the pastimes of Krishna, of that very name. Why that name was kept? Why Radharaman name was kept? Why? Who kept? Who kept Radharaman? Gopis, Lalita, Vishakha. Who kept Gopinath? Shrimati Radhika, Gopinath, you are not of Gopis. Haramat, Haraman, Ha Prashta, Kwasi, Kwasi Mahabhuja, like this. So we will have to remember all these pastimes. And if you are not knowing anything, how you can do? You can never do. So, chanting and remembering Krishna, being in Vrindavan, in the guidance of any very rasik, Vaishnava, tattagya, very qualified. This is the best siksha teachings of Rupa Goswami and Mahaprabhu. Thinking that Krishna is supreme personality of Godhead, but yes, Srimati Radhika is my Aradhya Devi. And who is Krishna? He is a far relation, far away relation, jara durke relation.
Distant relation.
How? He is our Srimati Radhika Prananath. That is why we have some relation with Krishna. But more relation, main relation is with Srimati Radhika. We are servant of Srimati Radhika. In this way. Madisha Nathatve Vrajbanish Vipana Chandra Vrajbaneshwari Nathangta, like this. Srimati Radhika is our Aradhya Devi. And Krishna is his Prananath. Any Vaishnava is telling, Rupa Goswami has quoted, that I want to do bhakti to Krishna. Vrajendanandan Shyam Sundar. In all respect. Why you want? Oh, I want to chant, remember and hearing his pastimes. Why? Because he will be very merciful to me and happy to me. Why? If he is happy to me, then I will tell him that, oh Krishna, I want that you should make me the male servant of your Srimati Radhika. Only I am chanting, remembering and doing services to Krishna. Only for this, that he should be happy and merciful to me to give the service of Srimati Radhika. I have no ambition at all. Nothing, nothing, nothing. So these are our objects. We are everywhere preaching, from top to bottom, all these things. Today we are finishing our this tour. I have told so many things to you to encourage you and to give some inspirations and to help you. But I may have used some rough words for you or anyone. Don't keep it on your heart. I have done it as an affection to you all. Not to do, give any hurt to you. So, you can kindly forgive me for that, if I have done. I want that you should remember me, and I should also remember me. And give a chance that I can help you. If Krishna has given me any qualification or my Gurudev, and I have heard anything, I don't want to keep it for only myself, like Prahlad Maharaj. That is Mahaprasad, I want to distribute to all, and only some remnants I want to keep with me. So, you should always remember one thing. And after that I will finish my this class. There was a person, he had a son, and son was going to marriage. He was in Shantipur, and his marriage was to be done in Calcutta, anywhere, some far away from, about 60 miles from that place. All were ready, and a very big boat was ready to take them to Calcutta. When it became evening, about 4, all came in the boat. Boat was so big. A dancing party was there. Some bottles were also kept of wine. Some ganja, you know?
Yes.
Ganja? Sulfa? You can ask from Mahesh. Phlegm will come after that, chilam. So everything was ready. And they have some cards, what, playing cards. And also there was a prostitute dancer and tabla wala. Sarangi, you know Sarangi?
Yes.
Sarangi and everything was there. So they took heavy meals, and after that wine and everything. And they were playing cards. They asked the boat wala that you should bring us in Calcutta before sunrise. Very morning you should bring that. Don't fail. Otherwise, we will not pay you. There were 8 boatsmen doing like this. They told the boat, don't worry for that. We will bring it at about 4 in morning, 2 hours before sunrise. But you will have to give some ganja that we can do so much labor. They were paid. And they took ganja, and all the barati, those who were going to marriage, in marriage party, went inside the boat, and they were playing cards, taking wine, making merry, and they were going. They thought that we have ordered, so boats wala will surely take us in before morning. So they were nishchinta.
Without any doubt.
And Botwala, 8, and 1 keeping the in his hand. What? Minpur. And all they took also ganja. And also some other things. And began to sell it very good way. Not taking any rest, sweats were coming. And even and then now, they were practicing chillam of ganja and going on. whole light, they did so much labor for doing sailing. When it became morning and sun was to come, the father of the bride came outside and saw, oh, where we are? Perhaps we have reached to Calcutta. Now marriage will be done very quickly. He saw that there was a coconut tree. Oh, this coconut tree I'm seeing, but it was nearer to my house. The same ghat. Ghat, you know? What ghat?
The dock.
Is the same? Oh. All these women from our houses are coming to take bath here. So what happened? We are even in Shantipur, not in Calcutta. Why? They called boat wala. What are you doing? We have not reached. Oh, Babu, we have reached at once. We are going to reach Calcutta. But we are here. Oh, we are here. How it became? We have done so much labor, but we are in Shantipur. Then they both, the father of that bride told that, oh, have you taken your langar? Langar means?
Anchor.
Where is your anchor? Oh, it is in the boat. Not in boat. Where it is? It is there in mud, deeply going and so much deep in earth. And 1 inch, even it is not going forward. Always doing like this, doing like this. But they were in mad in their sulfur and ganja. They could not understand where is our boat. What is this? The anchor, what is the anchor? Or attachment to family and wealth, reputation and all these things. Have you taken? Or is still there where it was? If it is with you, attachment and everything, worldly thing is there, then you are chanting, remember, but it's still in Shantipur. But not a Shantipur, Ashantipur you are. You know Ashantipur? Only this. Not further inches going on. So try to take it. Whether you are renounced, brahmacharis, or grihastha. You should be careful for this. If anchor is not taken, and you are chanting like name, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Sweets are coming. Everything. Following Ekadasi without water also. Your mind will go here, there, where attachment is there. You cannot forward go forward an inch. So you should think like so. You should not badam ko salagram se mat todo.
Not use a salagram to crack nuts.
Yes. What is the meaning? What is the meaning? A pujari was there, like me. A pujari was there. He entered in the Thakur ghar to worship. But he saw that very beautiful and tasteful badam is there. Badam means?
Almond
is there. How to take it? He gave it in his mouth, but his teeth were not so strong to
break it.
Then he took 1 silagram bigger and kept it here, and he took another sila and he began to do like. Don't try to do. What is this? We are doing something like this. What is this? Anything taken in the name of Guru and Vaishnava and Bhagavan, taking from anyone and using yourself, this is like doing so. Don't do all these things. You should be a starve. No harm. You can beg anything from you. No harm. But don't cheat others like this. Taking anything for Krishna and Guru and Vaishnava and use yourself. Then you'll go to hell. So these are very little. But not little. These are the instructions of Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Goswami Thakur. We should try to remember always and go forward. Gaur Praman. Today it is so late now. In evening we will come and only drama will be done. And if any very small question. Oh, question yet? What? Where it is written? Never. Never. Huh? What tika? Tika is not Bhagavat. If tika is authentic, we can take. There are so many of tikakar. They have written their own mood like that. He has written for so many stages of devotions.
So to what Radha belongs?
You should start first and then I will tell. First. Otherwise you cannot keep. Gradually we will come to a standard. No? And you should start me like Gita, Tadviddhi, Pranipatena, Pariprasnena, Sevaya, Upadechanta Jnanina, Jnanina, Tattvadarshina. First like this. These valuable things I will never throw here and there. We should be for some qualified to take all these things. These jewels cannot be given here and there. So we must try to serve these persons like this. And if we are giving, you cannot maintain it. So from beginning we should know all these things gradually. No, I wanted to speak something. I want to give you all. But in a moment it cannot be given. There is a process of telling all these things. So in Bhagavat it has been told all in this. Whether he has sung of Narad or not, association of Narad. Has he association of Narad? You know? What? For how many years he has association of Narad?
I'm not exactly sure. I only know that
Are you loudly?
He was instructed by Narada Muni when he was in the
king. How many years?
60,000.
How many years?
Long time.
How much? It has written in Bhagavatam.
60,000
years. In 60,000 years, how much he will hear? Have you anything here to calculate? In 1 year, how much we can hear? And in 60,000 years, he will has never heard the name of gopis. He has not heard of Hanuman. He has not heard anything. And he was also very lower to us. So in Srimad Bhagavat, in his words, it is written. Vyas and Sukadeva Goswami has written so many things in Srimad Bhagavat Shlok that he wanted to serve Krishna in 5 rasas gracefully. So a disciple like what? Prahlad Maharaj, having association of the best quality of devotee like Narad, he must know all these things. Must. In beginning he worshipped Nrisimhadev, no harm. But rest, what he did? what he did? He did more. So I will explain, if the time will come, that he was first class of the Mahabhagavata. But he never exposed him like that. Never, never. This is the quality of Vaishnavas. This is the humility of Vaishnavas. That's today.